You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. College and university campuses are kicking into high gear for the fall semester, students moving in, figuring out their way around campus, and if they haven't done so already, declaring a major. Now, parents tend to be pleased with a major that points that student along a well-marked career path: business, engineering, computers and IT, nursing. And if that student should choose a liberal arts major, you might hear parents asking, well, what the heck is my kid going to do with a philosophy degree or a history degree? My next guests are here to tell us that liberal arts degree can lead not only to a great career, but also personal fulfillment. Andrew Martin is the dean of the College of Literature, Science, and Arts at the University of Michigan. Dean Martin, pleasure to welcome you here
to
Stateside.
It's great to be here, Cynthia. Thank you.
And we welcome someone who took his liberal arts BA in political science from U of M, and he ran with it. Dave Bargers, the retired founder and CEO of JetBlue Airways, and these days he's with Connor Capital Transportation Opportunities Fund, and among many things, he's a member of Dean Martin's LSA Advisory Council. Dave, so good to have you here.
Cynthia, great to be here. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Dean Martin, we hear that term. We've all grown up with that term, liberal arts. The fact it's just we assume we know what it is. But what does it mean exactly? I mean, what are the liberal arts?
Well, the way we think about the liberal arts today in American higher education is a broad-based education where folks can really get an education about the full human experience. And that's by looking at the world through the lens of the humanities, the social sciences, and the natural sciences. And so liberal arts education takes that broad-based education, everyone has the same foundation, and then later on, a specialization. And that specialization could be something like political science or philosophy, mathematics, or chemistry. So it's really the best of both worlds, a broad education, but also depth in a particular area.
And when you think of the students coming in and embracing a liberal arts education, what's your goal for those students?
My goal for those students is to explore the richness that the University of Michigan has to offer, and to find something that they find intellectually interesting and something that fulfills their passion. Some students are going to be turned on by history. Others are going to find biology to be the most fascinating thing that they've ever seen. I aspire for our students to explore. And the broader that they explore, the more experiences that they have, ultimately is going to lead them to have better lives.
Dave, when you realize that there are parents who would much rather that their kid get into an accounting track or nursing school or engineering and not be an English or political science or sociology major, how do you feel about that?
Oh, my comment to the parents or a counselor or to the student, the ability to have this foundational education as Dean Martin laid out, that and using that to propel your career when you start to think about leadership, management, building companies, turnaround opportunities. I mean, the landscape is almost 360 degrees versus that track of medicine or that track of whatever it might be. So to me, it's that foundational opportunity now. You can always get the accounting focus down the road.
Well, now let's talk to someone here who's recognized as a business leader. Dave, what do you believe that student with the liberal arts degree brings to the table?
When you're looking for talent, the intellectual curiosity of an individual, the ability to be an effective communicator, the ability to be persuasive in an argument, to take a look at a changing landscape, whatever that might be. When you think about, in my business, it could be high oil, it could be slow GDP, it could be something along the international landscape. That liberal arts education is just foundational for that type of leader down the road. So that's what I'm looking for from a talent perspective, and that's what I would share with a parent, a counselor, and again, the student.
Now, I am a liberal arts graduate. I started in pre-med with a biology major, and then I wound up switching my major to history, thinking I'll teach history in college, but somehow there weren't a lot of jobs in the 70s doing that. And I fell into broadcast journalism 38 years ago, but there was some, I'll say, flailing around or experimenting before that happened. It is more challenging, is it not, when you don't walk away from college with a professional identity like the engineers and the accountants and the HR execs and such?
So it is undoubtedly the case that it is more difficult for a student who's coming out of a liberal arts education to make that connection into their first career. At the same time, if you think about the types of skills that our students are bringing to the table, making that connection is something that's eminently doable. You know, one of the things that we're doing at the University of Michigan and LSA is to build out the capacity to help our students make those connections. That involves learning how to talk about what it is that you're learning, to understand the language of employers, to be able to present yourself in an effective way.
To guys like Dave.
To guys like Dave. And to leverage this huge alumni network of people who are so dedicated and committed to our students through mentoring opportunities, through internships and the like, to be able to help, in a sense, our liberal arts students translate their educational experience to the broader world.
And I know, Dave, you have helped set up the Barger Leadership Institute for the LSA students, kind of what, to help them connect the dots and see what guys like you are looking for?
Very much so, because when I look back on my career, I always wanted access to the room, the boardroom, whatever it might be, that room that you couldn't quite get into, the studio. And when I think about leadership settings outside the classroom, and student-led but faculty-guided is really what the BLI is all about now, and it's celebrating a 10-year anniversary. And I love it because, again, it's the ability to really have access to much different settings. This past year, there was a group of approximately 12 students who spent the week out in Seattle, and they're touring the Boeing Aviation Factory, which is great, but they're also spending time with a tent city with homeless. And how do you manage that in downtown Seattle and all the population issues that are taking place on the West Coast? And this was incubated and put together through BLI and funded through BLI. And so these are settings that you just don't get when you're 18, 19, 20, 21 years old. It tended to be later in life. It was grad school or somewhere else down the road. And so, listen, here's the opportunity while you're an undergrad at Michigan, incubated within LSNA. And Dean Martin, thank you, because it's going campus-wide from the standpoint of, again, the opportunity to have a little bit different leadership opportunity outside the classroom.
And Dean Martin, you've got a really creative idea of the opportunity hub that's going to be available that I know when you described this, I realized I wouldn't have been flailing around for so many years before landing on where I was meant to be. Tell us about the opportunity hub.
So the opportunity hub that we're building it's a place and it's a team, and really it's an ethos for our college. You know, we embrace this discursive educational model of exploration. We want our students to study whatever it is that they're most passionate about. And I also view it as our obligation as an educational institution to help connect our students with whatever opportunities are going to come next. And that's what the Opportunity Hub is all about. We're doing lots of exciting things in the Opportunity Hub. We started with an internship program. Last summer, we had 1,400 internships in our network. And something that I'm incredibly proud of is that we met the full financial need for all of our undergraduate students who have needs such that they could take an internship. You know, through the generous support of many of our alumni, we awarded over $1.1 million in summer scholarships such that every LSA student could take an internship opportunity. The hub is also connecting students with alumni. We have people like Dave with these rich life experiences mm-hmm. who have used their education in lots of different and interesting ways over their path in their professional career. And so we're involving our alumni in the life of the students, beginning at the beginning of freshman year, all the way through the 4 years and beyond. We're also spending a lot of time talking to employers to do two things. One, we're interested in hearing, what would it take to hire a student who has a classics degree in your organization, but also for us to advocate for our students and help make the connections. And one of the things that we're seeing in the market, and we're seeing a lot in the press today, the liberal arts are coming back. Right? Organizations out there that are hiring, whether for-profit, nonprofit, recognize the value that a liberal arts and sciences student brings into a workplace. They bring multiple perspectives. They can solve problems in multiple different ways. They can put things in context that are beyond just the apparent. And when you bring that into any team, that's when you're going to get the best solutions. That's when you're going to be able to get the best outcomes.
And it's interesting, Dave Barger, I hear Dean Martin say this. At the same time, we hear so much talk about technical and the STEM angle of things. But you're saying in businesses recognizing the value of that liberal arts student?
No doubt. If anything, what I hear with regard to STEM is we just need to continue to push people into those fields because there's also just a shortage when you look at the STEM fields. But the liberal arts education and the ability to really that well-rounded undergraduate education where all of a sudden you're talking about an individual who understands org design, org effectiveness, recruiting talent, when you start to take a look at building teams, teamwork, as well as succession planning. And I just love those type of traits when you think about what you can do in your career, for-profit, nonprofit, running a tech company, running a healthcare company, whatever it might be.
Running an airline.
Or running an airline. And I look at, I mean, the JetBlue experience from startup to Fortune 500, from zero crew members to now 20,000 crew members, and to be part of that founding team where you're now having to work as a team. And I mean, boy, Cynthia, the early days of the debate, the art of the debate, and how you're communicating in Washington, D.C., or maybe across into international markets, the persuasive argument, where you failed as well, you want that feedback. I mean, this to me, again, when I look at somebody with a liberal arts education out of University of Michigan, here in Ann Arbor, or U of M at any campus, what a great opportunity. What a great piece of talent to bring into an organization.
So finally, for any student out there listening anywhere in the state of Michigan or parent of a student searching for the right major, what's your elevator pitch for a liberal arts degree?
The elevator pitch is this. Enjoy the ride. Explore as much as you can, and know that everything is going to work out in the end.
Dave Barger, your elevator pitch is?
My pitch would be it's you can't see around the corner, but try to. And this is the type of foundational education which that intellectual curiosity, before too long, you're going to start to anticipate what is around the corner.
Dave Barger, retired CEO of JetBlue Airways and proud liberal arts grad of the University of Michigan, and Dean Andrew Martin, University of Michigan College of Literature, Science, and the Arts. Thank you so much to both of you for spending time with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.